Time now for Tips for Hardy Gardeners with Master Gardener Tom Casper. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Say, what I'm wondering is this. It would seem to me that if it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained, and then the sun came out and it was lovely, that maybe if you had, like, weeds or things to pull up, the ground would be squishy and it would be easy to do that. But, as you know, I am not a master gardener.
Nor a weeder.
Nor a weeder? Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that's pretty obvious. That's pretty obvious.
But so, actually, you are correct.
No.
Yes, it's perfect time to weed after a good rain or good soaking because the soil is generally a little bit more pliable and weeds are less likely, as you're wrestling with them, less likely to break off at the root and leave the root behind for future generations. So you're better off after good rain or went after some wet conditions to go out and weed because, like I said, they come out of the ground a lot easier.
Boy, I'm thinking that between the warm weather that we've had and plenty of moisture that, I mean, if like people's crops are growing, like my weeds, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty good conditions for plants the last couple of weeks. So seeing that, of course, in everybody's lawn and it almost, you know, you end up having to mow quite a bit more at this time of year, and people start thinking, well, they're going to drop the height of their mower so they don't have to mow as often. And certainly if you've been cutting your lawn at a very low height, it's less damaging to it than if you all of a sudden decide to drop your mower. But as folks are thinking about that and kind of trying to get mowings in between rains and all that kind of stuff, keeping your mowing height as close to what you normally do is really important. Your grass has gotten used to that, it reacts adversely when you do drop the height too much. You end up with dead patches, dead patches of lawn or grass that's more easily invaded by weeds if folks are concerned about weeds in their lawn. So
if you mow it low to begin with, that's fine. But if you all of a sudden decide that you're going to drop the mower down a couple of clicks on the little lever deal, your grass isn't going to like it?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And, of course, who wants to be held in poor esteem by their grass?
Well, you don't know the power of lawn.
Apparently not. Behold the power of lawn. Okay.
Behold the power of lawn. So, and it really, even for folks that are cutting their lawn regularly and cutting it below 2 inches when they cut, they should look at, for a multitude of reasons, should look at raising that height to at least a minimum of probably 2.5 inches in height. And what that does for does a lot of good things for your lawn. First of all, keeping that grass height. Grass, of course, as we know, as gardeners, is very invasive. That's why it takes over lawns and tries to get in our garden. So keeping it at a certain height will keep it healthier, about 2.5 inches. And it will naturally crowd out other weeds that folks might be concerned about in their lawns without the use of pesticides. So by maintaining a healthy height in a lawn and a healthy lawn, you are doing natural weed control in your lawn. So keeping it at that certain height will help reduce the amount of weeds in your lawn. It will also reduce your need for watering because it's shading the roots of the grass plant and helping retain moisture. And then thirdly, if we do get into a dry spell by having, again, that lawn a little higher, it's developed a stronger root system and can handle some of those dry spells we seem to get in July and August.
Wow, cool. You've spent a lot of time lying on lawns thinking about this stuff, haven't you?
Our
hands crossed, arms crossed behind your head, you know, one ankle resting on one knee, watching the clouds go by and thinking long, long lawn thoughts.
That's right. talking to the grass. That's, you know, my calling.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, obviously, you know, you got the whole bit about how it gets upset if it's cut under 2.5 inches long. So,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So, you know, listen to your lawn is the moral there.
And maybe you're suggesting that folks do maybe spend some time lying on their lawn listening to it?
Sure.
I'm guessing not after the big rain, though.
Well, wait, do it this morning. It's beautiful out right now.
Okay.
Nice temperature, and before it gets all soggy and wet here today. Which is,
I see a bunch of folks, you know, dressed up nice in their going-to-work clothes, kicking off their shoes and lying down in the lawn to just sort of listen to it.
Yeah, imagine what how much better this place would be if we all did that every day.
Listen to the
and then
lawn.
And then do a little yoga while you're on the lawn, and then you're ready to go.
Why not? Okay, sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. So you play KUMD for your lawn, no doubt.
Yes, I do. I love KUMD.
And what are your lawn's favorite programs?
Well, I certainly like your show in the morning. I'm usually up and getting ready and then out the door during that. And on Saturdays, the Jamaican music, I love that. Saturday afternoons. And then,
but does your lawn like it? Is that what your lawn is grooving to? I'm just trying to get a handle on what kind of music lawns enjoy or programming.
I think my lawn likes all kinds of KUMD music. So.
Wow. I like your lawn, TK.
I do too.
All right. Well, we'll come back and talk about lawns and other sorts of nonsense coming up in a couple of weeks. How does that grab you?
I am storing up nonsense as we speak.
I know that about you. Tom Casper, thank you so much, my dear.
Thank you.
He is a master gardener and the past president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. His lawn enjoys KUMD, and he's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday mornings right here on 103.3 KUMD.